I worked part-time as a DoorDash delivery driver last year. I had another job at a clothing store, but on certain days I would actually make more money doing deliveries due to more people ordering on specific days. So on those days I'd spend most of my night driving around. Doing this for almost 6 months at the time, I had gotten very familiar with it and it was kind of just second nature. To make things better, my town rarely had any traffic, even during rush hour. Anyways, it was a regular night of delivering and I had just picked up a large order from a fancy restaurant and began making my way to the customer's house. Big, expensive orders are always the best ones to do. These orders pay more and really didn't take any extra effort compared to other deliveries, so it kind of just felt like a bonus. I pulled into the neighborhood of large homes, which made sense considering the size of the order and the fancy restaurant. It was a very foresty area, with most of the houses hidden behind long driveways that went into the trees. The customer's house wasn't too far into the neighborhood though, it was only a couple minutes down the road. Usually I'd park on the side of the street and walk up to the front door, but with driveways like these, I would obviously just go down them to get closer to the house since they were so far away. But as soon as I turned onto the driveway, I slammed on my brakes. There was a chain held up by two pillars on either side of the driveway, blocking the entrance. I'd seen these before, but I'd rarely ever see the chain actually connected. I figured they'd just forgotten to undo it, so I got out of my car and made my way over to the pillar on the right side. I immediately noticed there was a lock on it that required a key, preventing me from just removing it. I stood there annoyed and looked down the driveway, but I couldn't even see the house from where I was, so I went back to my car and grabbed my phone to call the customer. A man answered after the first ring, and I explained that I was their DoorDash driver and that the chain was blocking the entrance to their driveway. He responded, saying that there was no easy way to unlock it right now, but the house wasn't very far down, so I shouldn't have to walk very far. I pretended to be nice and said okay and hung up.
"Typical rich family,"
I whispered to myself as I reached into the passenger seat to grab the large bag of food. I made sure to lock my car, then walked around the chain and down the path. About a minute into the walk, I started getting a little nervous. It was really dark, and they didn't have any lights on the side of their driveway. I still wasn't able to see the house yet either, which I thought was strange since they had told me that it wasn't a long walk. Then I heard crunching footsteps coming from the dark trees to the left of me. I stopped and stared at the direction they were coming from as they came closer and closer. I began to make out a figure of a man holding his hand up as if to say hello.
"Who are you?"
I asked, trying to hide my shaky voice. The man joined me on the driveway and explained that he was the one I just talked to on the phone. I was still uncomfortable and asked what he was doing. He took a step forward, then began saying that the driveway took a sharp turn up ahead, and it was actually a shortcut to go through the trees, so he figured he'd meet me halfway since it was a long walk for me. I found this whole situation to be really strange, and he had said on the phone that it was a short walk, but now he was admitting that it was long. It just didn't add up. The man stood a few feet away from me and held his hand out for the bag. I hesitantly stepped towards him and handed him the food. He thanked me and turned around to head back the way he came, but then he stopped and turned to face me again.
"I forgot to bring your cash tip,"
he said, looking me in the eyes. Something about the way he said it made me extremely uncomfortable, so I said don't worry about it and started walking back down the driveway to my car.
"It's just a quick walk through here. If you want to come with me, I can drive you back to your car once I give you your tip."
I didn't respond and began walking faster down the dark driveway. A few seconds later, I heard leaves crunching as the man walked back into the trees. I was just glad he didn't try to follow me. Once I got back to my car, I drove off quickly and ended my deliveries for the night. When I made it home, I reported it to the police just in case, and an operator said they would send an officer down to talk to the owners of the house. I still get chills thinking about the whole situation, mainly because I got a call a couple hours later from an officer explaining that he talked to the residents living in the house, but they had no idea what he was talking about, as they didn't order anything for delivery. I don't know if the residents were lying or not, But either way, it was a very disturbing experience and has made me a lot more cautious when doing deliveries at night. It was a regular night of delivering pizzas around my town, and I was in the middle of heading to probably my 8th or 9th customer of the night. I typically just play music and kind of space out as I drive between the houses and the restaurant, as it can get really boring after a while. But as I made my way down the dark, empty roads, I noticed a couple warning lights on my dashboard suddenly turn on. It was a little alarming, but they weren't anything important, so I continued on. My car was pretty old and had a lot of miles on it, but for the most part it did well, so I figured it must just be a false alarm or something. Unfortunately though, as I continued down the road, more and more warning lights began to turn on, before the check engine light flashed and eventually my car sputtered to a stop. I'd never had a car break down on me before, so I honestly wasn't too sure what to do. The first thing I did was try the ignition again, just to see if it would start back up. But it was completely dead. I looked around and noticed I was pretty far from anywhere useful. I knew where I was, as I'd driven down this road many times before, but the nearest place that would be open at this time was a gas station that was about a half mile away. So I called the customer and let them know about my situation, and then I called my work and let them know as well. My manager basically said to not worry about delivering the pizza, and to just figure out my car situation and then head home for the night. That actually gave me a bit of relief, knowing that I didn't have to worry about work anymore, but I still wasn't really sure what to do. I ended up calling my brother, who lived about 40 minutes away, but he was the only person that I knew would still be awake at this time. He picked up and immediately asked me what was going on. I told him about my situation, and he let out a big sigh, then said he could come and pick me up and drop me off at home. I told him exactly where I was and thanked him, then sat back in my car, relieved that I was able to get some help relatively quickly. After a few minutes of waiting, I opened up the box of pizza and took a couple of slices, figuring it would be a waste if I didn't help myself to it. It was actually really dark in the car since the battery was dead, so I had my phone light on and laid it on the center console so that I could see a bit better. But after about 15 minutes of waiting, I saw a figure appear from down the road, walking towards my car. I felt pretty vulnerable in my position, so I turned my phone light off and hoped that when they passed by, they wouldn't even notice that I was there. Though, once they got a few feet from my car, they slowed down and began looking at my car as if they were inspecting it or something. Then the man came up to my window and knocked, as if he wanted me to roll it down. Of course, I wasn't able to, so I loudly spoke, telling him that I couldn't. He looked offended and responded, asking me for a lift to the gas station down the road. This was when I started to get a strange feeling about this guy, as I felt like it was pretty obvious that my car had broken down, so I knew he had to be up to something. I didn't respond and kind of just sat there watching the guy, hoping that he would go away. He continued asking for help though, getting more and more aggressive about it. Then he went silent for a moment, before suddenly grabbing the door handle, shaking the whole car as he tried to open the door. I began panicking, unsure of what to do, so I looked around for something to defend myself with, but all I could find was a small screwdriver in my glove box. At this point, the man started stabbing the window with a small knife as if he were trying to break it. He made a few large scratches on it before beginning to wedge his knife in the top of the window to forcefully push it down. I was yelling at him and screaming for help, but I knew my efforts would go unheard. He continued for over a minute with pure anger in his eyes as he tried everything to get in, but then he stopped. He stood there for a moment, silent and breathing heavily. He pushed his face against the window and stared at me with rage and disgust, then smashed his fist into the door one last time before running back down the road into the darkness. When my brother arrived, I showed him the scratches and dents on my door, and we left in a hurry, calling the police on the way to my house. I'd never feared for my life as much as I did on that stranded road. but the one thing I can't get out of my mind ever since then was the look in the man's eyes as he stared at me through the window. It felt as though I was just inches away from a monster, eager to perform a brutal and horrible attack on me as I sat there alone and helpless. During college, I worked at a small restaurant that was open late, which was usually 1 a.m. most nights. Most customers would either come in and order or call and order for pickup, but every once in a while, someone will ask for a delivery. I always enjoyed doing the deliveries because I'd get to leave the place and drive around while getting paid, plus the tip money was always nice. Anyways, we had a small delivery order for a customer that ordered at 12, so this was my last delivery of the night before getting off. I got in the car and started down the road. The GPS said it was 15 minutes away, but our restaurant was located right next to a highway, so for pretty much every delivery, I'd be on the highway for a few minutes before taking an exit and entering a neighborhood. I got on the ramp to enter the highway, and usually no one is out this late at night, but as I started to go down the ramp, I noticed a car coming toward me in my side mirror. From the headlights, I could tell they were far away, but they were also going really fast. Either way though, I had to merge onto the highway, so I slowly turned in and stayed in the far right lane. The car behind me then merges from the middle lane into the far right lane as well, practically slamming on the brakes as he comes towards the back of my car.
"What the hell is wrong with this guy?"
I thought, as he just put both of our lives in danger for absolutely no reason. I figured he had to be drunk or just some idiot that thought it would be funny to scare me, but after a few minutes, he still stayed right behind me. I wasn't really sure what he was doing at this point, but it wasn't funny at all. My exit was coming up, so I was just hoping he'd leave it alone once I turned off the highway. But of course, the guy followed me. The house I was delivering to was in a big neighborhood right next to the highway, so I turned in and started driving down the neighborhood streets. Once we got deeper in, the guy behind me turned all of his headlights off. This is when I really started to panic. I'd had stupid drivers follow me for a bit because I accidentally cut him off or something, but this was going too far and I hadn't even done anything to them. Thankfully, the house was just down the street at this point, so I figured I'd pull into their driveway and try and get the customer to answer the door as quickly as possible so that I wouldn't be alone. I drove my car up the right side of their driveway, which I immediately realized was a bad idea, as the car pulled up right next to mine on the left side of the driveway. Before I could even get out, a man came out of the car, swinging his driver door open aggressively. He started yelling at me angrily and waving his hands around, making his way towards my window. This guy sounded completely crazy, and his words were slurred, barely making any sense. I was pretty confident that he was just drunk and wasn't too scared, but then he pulled out a small knife from his pocket and started banging on the window with it. I quickly put my car in reverse and backed out as quick as I could. The man continued to chase my car down the driveway, waving his knife around and screaming. I drove a few blocks down, then pulled over next to a random house and called the customer that I was supposed to deliver to. They picked up immediately and asked me if I was okay. I guess they were watching from their window. I told them I was fine and asked if the guy was still there, but thankfully he had left and I was able to get them their food. I told my coworkers what had happened when I got back, but none of them believed me. Honestly, I don't blame them though, because it was just a crazy situation and it really didn't make much sense. I'm not sure what that guy wanted, but I know it definitely could have ended much worse than it had.